Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are speaking with Yolanda Presswood. In the past three episodes, Yolanda has shared us a little bit about who she is, some of her best tips for being able to get her workout and nutrition in despite being a busy mom and a business owner. And in the second episode, she went over her entire nutrition regimen to be able to achieve that amazingly lean but muscular physique. And the last episode was part one of her entire weight training, workout, and cardio routine all the way up Monday and Tuesday. And in this episode, the final one, she is going to go over the rest of her entire routine. So if you listen to all four of these episodes, you'll be able to have Yolanda's complete exercise and diet regimen and how she lives her lifestyle to be able to pull it all off so that you can do the same thing. So here it is, part four, second part of her workout. Enjoy.
Okay, Wednesday.
Wednesday, I would go into my lower body again, and I would do my warm-up and my stretching. And then I would start off with some leg extensions as a warm-up, and I would do four sets of 15, so lighter on the weight. And then I would go into bench step up.
Okay.
Set that with,
so bench step ups using a barbell, I'm assuming.
Actually, I like to use dumbbells on that.
Okay, so dumbbells. All right, so using dumbbells, bench step up. All right, so tell me how you like to do your step ups. Do you do one leg at a time?
It just depends on how I feel that day. I think typically I like to do one leg at a time.
So do you like to keep if you're, let's say you're working your right leg, you're going to stick your right foot on top of the bench. Do you like to keep that right foot glued there, or every time you come down from the step up, do you like to take the leg off?
I typically like to keep my foot glued there.
So you've got your right, so you got your foot bolted in place until all repetitions are completed, usually.
Right.
And how many reps and sets do you do?
And I like to throw in a kickback too when I come up to the top.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Yeah, I feel like I'm working harder when I leave my foot there, than if I bring it down. That's just me personally, and I know you can do them either way. But on that, I do three sets of 12.
Okay.
Per leg.
Got it.
Yeah. And then keeping with my supersets, I like to superset them with the Bulgarian split squats or split lunges, whichever one.
Aren't you an advanced athlete? Okay, so now when you would do your superset, would it be on the same leg? So that means you complete your set of step ups on your right leg, and then go right into a right leg split squat.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you do your split squat, is it the right leg or the same leg that's doing the work, or do you do it on the opposite leg?
Same leg.
All right. So at that point, if you're stepping up with the right leg, you put the right leg down and you put the left foot on top of the bench to do the split squat.
Correct. Yep.
Dang. 12 reps?
For those, I do 10 reps.
10 reps.
And I usually have a 20-pound dumbbell in each hand.
How much weight do you use for the step-ups?
About 17 and a half, I think, is usually what I like to do.
Use more weight for the split squats than the step-ups when you superset them.
I want to stay on the bench, I'm trying not to kill myself each time I go in there, even though I end up doing it anyways.
It gets a little scary. When I do step-ups, I can only do them on the edge of like a – well, I can do them more ways than one, but the only place I feel safe doing it is on the edge of like a bench press, because those utility benches just get wobbly on me sometimes when I do the step-ups. You ever have that
Yeah.
problem?
Well, the bench itself, I mean, is pretty, it's squishy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do use the machine for the step-ups at times, too. But I feel that using the machine makes me have more tension on my arms than I like.
When you use a machine, you mean a cable-based machine?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not using dumbbells?
No, I am using dumbbells when I'm talking about what we're doing right now.
Okay. But sometimes
Sorry,
you'll switch it up and use the machine instead.
Occasionally.
Okay, got
not
it.
Not very often.
Like free motion step-up machine.
Right, yeah. I feel
okay.
like it puts too much tension on my arms. So I do like to use the dumbbells, but I don't go super, super heavy when I'm doing them, which as on the machine, I can easily do 50, 55 pounds.
Hmm. Got it.
That's when I'm doing it on the bench, I 17 and a half pounds is, I mean, it's light, but it does the job.
All right. So then after you finish your supersets of step ups and split squats, what's next?
Then I'll go into walking lunges with actually no weight. So it's kind of like a lighter day for me midweek.
All right.
And I'll use the same concept. I do 20, 4x20.
All right, 4x20 per leg. All right, and then after your walking lunges?
After walking lunges, I do one leg, stiff leg deadlift.
All right, so one leg, single leg deadlift. And when you say one leg, are you floating that other leg completely off the ground, or is it being supported by anything?
Yeah, it's completely floating, and I usually do it up on a bench because I find I can get I can't stretch that far if I'm on the ground. So I'll usually use a step with a few risers, and that way I'm holding plates in my hand, so I can get the stretch a little bit more.
Now, do you do these do you keep your floating foot close to the foot that's on the ground, or do you let that go backwards?
I let it go backwards.
Okay, so you do like a little bit of a kickback?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a kickback, not really. I mean, it's just kind of it's hanging out there.
Okay, it's just hanging
more
out. You're not, is it like
yeah.
you're not really paying attention to it and just letting it do whatever it wants?
Not really, yeah. It's helping me with balance to a degree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But all the work's on the glued leg, the leg that's glued to the bench.
Okay, all right. And how many sets and reps?
Three sets of 15.
Okay.
And then I move over to the butt blaster machine.
The butt blaster. All right, so that's actually a machine. And it's called the butt blaster, isn't it?
It is.
Is that the one that makes you? Are you down? Does it look like you're kind of on elbows and knees, and then
yeah.
you're trying to kick your heel up to the ceiling?
Yep, that's the one.
Something like that. There've been so many.
Yeah.
There's so many different manufacturers that have made versions of that, but nothing. Nobody's ever called it the butt blaster. Was it Body Masters? Was it Body Masters that makes that machine?
You know, I'm not really sure who makes that machine.
I mean, it's old, isn't it? It's one of those machines that came out in the 80s, isn't it?
I think so. And it's not really my favorite thing to use, to be honest with you. But
it looks like it does the job of blasting the butt.
Yeah, well, that's probably why I call it the butt blaster. If I get bored with it, though, I'll use a leg extension machine, actually. And that one causes you to really tighten your entire body. It's way more challenging.
The leg extension?
Yeah, you get down on elbows and
huh.
knee, and then one foot goes on the pad. And I find that I can actually lift heavier with that, much heavier.
Oh my God! I've never seen that. I've never seen anybody do that before. That's cool. Okay, so how many reps and sets of the butt blaster do you do?
4 of 12 to 15.
12 to 15. Got it. All right, and then after the butt blaster.
After that, I'll go over to the adductor machine, and I'll do, I like to call them butterflies. I don't think there's, because it's not what the machine is for, but your knees go on the seat, and then the pads, that would be on your inner thighs. Your inner thighs or your outer thighs?
You tell me. If it, did you say it's adduction? Adduction?
Yeah. It's
so you're bringing your legs in together?
You're
bringing the legs in together? Okay. Inner.
Yeah. Right. So it goes on your inner thighs. So your knees are on the pad. You're facing the back where your back would go. And then the pads go in between your ankle and your calf. And then you squeeze together.
What
and
the
it's
hell?
A really great way. It's a really great way to work your upper thighs and your lower booty.
That is the wackiest thing I've ever heard of. Oh my gosh! Okay, so you're controlling the machine. You're pushing the inside of your ankles together. Is that what's happening?
Well, I didn't create it. I have to say that.
No. So let me understand this. So you're basically you're backwards on the machine. Your knees are on the seat, and you've got your feet that are controlling the machine. The insides of your ankles or feet are actually what you're bringing together. Is that right?
Well, it's between your ankle and your calf. So it's more your lower leg.
Okay. But what you're saying is like, so you're pivoting off of your knees from the seat. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
So your legs are, your thighs are shut tight together already.
They're not touching. They're probably a good, 5 inches apart, maybe.
Okay. Well, let me understand, because you're using this in a completely different way than the machine was ever intended. Am I right?
That's right. And I didn't invent it, so I can't take credit.
No, this is fascinating, because I have never even heard of this before. This is amazing. So you're backwards and you're pulling those together and you're feeling that where?
Right.
No. So you're feeling. When? Where are you feeling those?
Your upper thighs and your lower glutes.
Your upper thighs, lower glutes. Okay. So I imagine it'd be your piriformis at this point, because piriformis is the primary muscle that is involved with external rotation of the femoral the femur bone when you're in that hip extended position.
Right, so it runs right down the middle.
So you feel that just underneath your butt cheek?
Yes, widely.
Yeah, wow, interesting. And your glutes, too, because your glutes are external rotators as well.
Right.
I can see it, I can visualize it. I've definitely never done it, and I've never seen anybody do it. Do you get a lot of attention from people walking by seeing you use the machine like that?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? They're probably used to you doing
it. There's a few other girls that do it, too. Now, when you do the reverse abductors, now that gets people going, what the heck are you doing?
Right. I'd imagine.
That's the same type of concept. The same concept with the abductor machine is you put your backwards on it. Your knees are on the pads. You're staring at the back pad, and your knees are on the inside. And your feet are on. You're just backwards completely. So you're not using it. Now that gets a lot of people staring. And I didn't create that one either. But that one's amazing for your upper glutes. And that one's really killer.
You wacky woman. And how many reps and sets are you doing of these?
Three is 20.
Three times 20. God. That's cool. I hope one of these days I see a woman doing that. I just want to see what it a woman doing that. Just see what it looks like.
You have to look it up online. It's really not that strange, but.
And what's the nickname for it? What do they call it?
That's a reverse abductor, and the other one I don't know.
No. That's the machine, but the wacky way that you're doing the exercise, I got to figure out how the hell am I going to find that, because I do want to see a picture of that.
Well, no, if you type in reverse abductor, it'll come up. That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay, I will. Hey, all right, so is that it for Wednesday?
Yeah. And then I stretch.
And then you stretch. All right. So that's Wednesday. Okay, great. And then Thursday's off.
Thursday's off.
And then Friday, you're training again. What does Friday look like?
Friday, I do back and triceps. And I only recently started training my biceps because they're just there. And so I don't typically train my biceps. I don't, they're huge already. So I just try to keep them at the level that they're at now. So I
Yeah.
do back and triceps
Back and triceps.
instead.
You do have really nice biceps. I'm hoping to get there one day.
You're funny.
I've seen your pictures. You got some
And I've seen.
pretty ripped biceps. So your back and
Thank you.
biceps, what do you start with?
I would start with some chin-ups, some unassisted chin-ups.
Nice. How many of those do you do?
And I do those to failure, which is usually around 10 reps. And then I'll do a few more negatives. I'll usually do about 8 negatives. And I'll do 3 sets of those.
Nice.
And then I'll go right into dips as a warm up on the dip bar.
Dips, all right.
And
Sets
I'll
and
do
reps.
3 by 8 usually on those. If I can push it to 10, I'll do 10.
Oh, hold on. Okay. And
And then,
then, are you doing those weighted, by the way?
no, just body weight.
Body weight? Okay.
As a warm up. And then I will head to the lat pull down. And I like to do reverse grip lat pull down just because I don't train my biceps, but they get a little bit in there. And I'll do 4 sets of 10.
Okay.
And then head over to the rowing machine and superset narrow grip and wide grip. And I do 3 sets of 12 on both of those.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you go right from the narrow to the wide.
Yep.
Is there a big difference in weight that you're pulling when you do the superset?
There's not a big difference, but there is a difference. I can't do as much weight on the wide as I can on
How do you
the
change out the
narrow.
attachments quickly when you're doing the supersets?
Well, I just have them right there. You're talking to me, that person that has everything set out for the
Yeah.
morning. I just have the bar that just sits right there. I make sure I commandeer an area normally, depending on what I'm doing. I get everything that I need so I don't waste any time. Or don't take, too much time resting. That's one thing I absolutely hate. And half the time the stuff's not even where it's supposed to be. So I make sure I get everything that I need so I can just switch out right away.
I fumble a lot with my fingers. I mean, just sometimes attaching those the attachments, especially on the heavy bars, is just a pain in the butt sometimes for me. But you're able to get them changed out really fast. Hey, by the way, I'm looking online and I didn't have too much luck with reverse abductor, but I found something on reverse adductor, adductor, and I think I might have misunderstood what you meant here. So it looks like the knees and the feet go in the proper places. Like if you were to do the adduction exercise the right way, where you would put your knees and where you would put your feet are exactly the same. You're just facing the seat. Am I right? Are you floating kind of off the ground when you're doing it?
Yes.
Okay, so I had it wrong. So it's not, so your knees are not on the seat. The knees are where the knee pads are.
Well, now you're talking about two different exercises. The one that I call the butterfly, your knees are on the seat.
They are on the
The one
seat.
that
Okay.
you're looking at now, they're not. They're on the pads.
They're on the pads. All right. Cool. Well, then there it is.
I actually
All
just
right.
posted that on my Facebook page this morning.
All right,
Something
cool.
about those.
All right, let's go back. So you got your supersets, you do 3 sets of each, and then what do you move on to after that?
Then I move into back extensions, weighted back extensions, and I do 4 sets of 15 with 25 to 30 pounds.
Right on. Okay.
And then I do dumbbell rows, and I'll do 3 of 8 each side. And then head over into the weight room for some skull crushers. And I like to superset the skull crushers with rockers. And I know there's different ways to do the rockers, but the way that I like to do them is
rockers?
When I finish doing the skull crushers, you extend your the bar back behind your head. Your elbows are still bent. Then you pull the bar in front of your face and you press it. And then you bring it back down and then it goes back over your face. And I do 12 reps of each. I do three reps of each movement for a total of 12.
I'm trying to figure out the. So, can you describe rockers again? Because I've never heard of that.
Well, there is a few ways to do them. I've seen people where they have the bars at their chest and they're.
How do you do them? So you do your skull crushers.
After I do the skull crusher. The bar extends behind my head. So
okay.
I'm laying flat on the bench.
Yeah.
Bar in hand.
Uh-huh.
Elbows bent.
Elbows
bar
bent.
Bar behind my head.
Uh-huh.
Or lowering it, if you will, towards the ground.
Towards the ground.
Back up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, like
back
beyond beyond the bench or no?
Yeah. Well, you're at when you're doing skull crushers, you're at the end of the bench, right?
Well, some people do on the floor.
Oh, well, I'm on the bench.
Okay,
so
you're gonna go. So you're gonna drop. You're gonna go below the level of the bench. Am I right?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, just to extend it back that way, just so you kind of get some tension on your triceps. Then you use your triceps to pull the bar back up. Goes right in front of your face to your chest. Press it up. Bring it right back down. Back over. In front of your face to extend back again, and three reps of that. You see what I'm doing on that?
Let me recap it for you. You tell me if I've got it right. So you're gonna bust out your tricep skull crushers. Then, on the last rep, when you're done, you're going to bring the bar back behind your head, as if you're going to set it on the bench.
Well, as
and
if
then
I'm
go,
going to set it on the floor.
And then as if you're going to go set it on the floor. Okay, then you're going to bring, then you bring the bar right back up in front of your face and onto your chest without touching your chest, I'm guessing, right?
Right, yeah.
And then you press it straight up overhead or straight up over your shoulders. Okay. And then you reverse that, you bring it back down towards your chest and then back behind your head again?
Right.
Okay, so it's kind of like you're doing, it's like you're doing a bar, it's like you're doing a pullover to a press.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, because, yeah, well, it, you know, I was looking up, I never heard rockers before, and when I looked it up right now, couldn't find anything on the internet that that described that, so I needed you to kind of help me through there. I appreciate that. So, okay. So, and you're doing just a couple of those? You're not doing a lot?
12. It would be 3 reps of each movement for a total of 12, and then
okay.
3 sets of that.
3 sets of each move. Three reps of each movement for a total of 12.
Correct.
And when you say each movement, are you talking about the movement for the for the skull crusher or the movement for each segment of the rocker?
Both. So I'll do 3 skull crushers, 3 rockers, 3 skull crushers, 3 rockers.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. 12 each. So you're doing okay. So you're kind of splitting it up in there. You're weaving the rockers into the skull crushers. It's not like you're doing all your skull crushers that you can and then switching. You're doing one and then the other, one and then the other.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. And how many total sets?
Three.
Rockers. Okay. So three sets of a very interwoven superset of 12.
It just
All
makes it
right.
fun.
And then what's after
More
that?
fun. And then I go into weighted bench dips. I usually do 50 pounds on my lap. And I do four sets of 10.
Four sets of 10. Okay.
And then I finish with straight bar press downs.
Cable press downs.
Yep.
Okay. And how many reps do you usually do before you get to your failure?
I usually do three sets of 12
Oh, okay.
with
So
90
three sets
pounds.
of 12. Got it. All right, and that's it?
That's it.
Beautiful. All right, that's a lot of volume. You get a lot of work done. How long does it take for you to do your workouts?
It's usually about 90 minutes with
About an.
resting in between and whatnot.
So you're there for a good amount of time. All right, and then your final workout day is Saturday.
Yep, and that would be my last glute day.
Another glute day. Okay. And is it very similar to how you did Monday and Wednesday?
Yeah, it's a little similar to that, only there's a few other movements in there that I do.
Okay. So what do those look like? Let's blast through them.
Okay, I would do some squats. Now these would be, I would do four sets of 20, so lighter weight. Lighter for me is about 60, 60 to 75 pounds.
Okay.
Four sets of 20, and then I would do reverse lunges on the Smith machine, where and I elevate my front foot just slightly. So I put a step there, foot's on the step, and then it just allows my knee to stay, real intact. And I do three sets of 15 for
Okay.
legs, and then fifth leg deadlift with a barbell.
Okay.
Step ups, and this time I would
Reps and
do
sets. What's the reps and sets for the
oh,
stiff-legged
sorry.
deadlift?
Three of 12.
Okay. Okay, and then step
And
ups.
then the step ups, I've used the machine on that, and 3 12.
Okay.
And then bench hip thrust, 3 by 20.
What's a
Usually
bench hip thrust?
your shoulders are on the bench, your head's back, feet out in front, wide. A barbell or a plate are kind of on your hips. I usually use a barbell. And then you dip down towards the floor with your glutes and raise up.
So it's like you're kind of humping the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another one I haven't seen, but I would love to see that.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
That's a classic. That's a classic movement. A lot of people, you'll probably see them doing it on the floor. Yeah, that I'd probably get more stairs out of that one. I really don't care though. I'm trying to work out.
Yeah. No, we do. Well, we do. You've got the condition, the traditional hip extensions done on the floor, but I've never seen it that done that way, on a bench before with weights.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I would love to see that. That sounds really stimulating. And then the reps and sets.
Three of 20.
3 by 20. Okay, cool.
And that's it.
Simple. So a little easier, lighter day for Saturday.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so now you mentioned like fasted high intensity interval training before breakfast and things like that. When do you do those? Because I don't see that here in your routine.
Well, this it depends on what I'm trying to do. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I would throw those in. Right now, that's what I'm doing. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'll get up first thing in the morning and go do that. Sorry, I left that out.
Okay, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're doing HIIT training, and is it just like boot camp style, high intensity interval training?
No, I live right by Mount Rubidoux, so it's I like to hit the middle portion of the dog park side, which I mean it's like climbing stairs, but it's on a trail.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and I try not to. If that's what I like to do, if I have to stay at home, then I'll do not really a boot camp style. I guess I'll pick like three movements, but I'll do, 60 seconds on and then 2 minutes off.
So when you're hitting those stairs, you're doing interval cardio.
Well, if I'm focusing on my glutes, I'll try to go low and slow. And then I run down a trail. So I don't know if I try not to do interval when I'm up there. I try to keep it pretty steady. Mm. If I'm going to do interval, I'm running it. And then I'm cooling down as I come down and off the trail.
And how long does your workout last?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay, cool. So when you're really training hard, you're spending almost 2 hours a day just training.
Yeah.
Well, that explains why you need all those meals to support all that training that you're doing. And the results show, I mean, you are freaking ripped. Now I haven't seen anywhere in here where you do any training for your abdominals. Do you even do abdominal exercises?
Currently, I don't do too much. Like we had talked about before, I had to stop doing everything. I did 2 days a week of reverse crunches and ball crunches. So,
okay, because I was going to say, you've got some of the nicest abs I've ever seen.
You know, I have to say, genetics really lends me a whole lot. So it's kind of, it's amazingly awesome. But in terms of trying to fit in somewhere within the competition avenue, I'm still trying to figure that out. So, yes, I love my abs. They're super awesome, but they're not going anywhere. So whether I train them or I don't, they're just there.
So you don't even have to work for them, huh?
No.
That's great.
Not in the condition that they're in currently. Now, I'll have to send you some photos from where I started when my coach said, you've got to lose that and you have to tone it all down. I'll have to send you those pictures there. And you can see, you know, my jacked obliques and serratus, but I don't do anything really to train my abs currently.
All right. So at the time, though, you said you were doing reverse crunches and ball crunches.
Yeah.
So what, you know, when would you fit those in?
Those would go in on one of my upper body days.
All right, and then reps and sets.
3:12. So just real minimal.
And how many sets would you do?
That's three sets.
Three sets of 12, two different exercises, so six total sets on your abs, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. All right. Well, hand it to your genetics. That's pretty awesome. But you do. I mean, you've got one of the nicest midsections that I've seen on a lot of female competitors. So I know a lot of people probably want to know how you got those abs. But they're going to be sad when they're going to be like, well, I was mostly born with them.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a fact. It's true. So well, great. Listen, I want to thank you for being so generous in sharing your workout and your nutrition strategy with us, helping us understand exactly how it takes for you to create this amazing body of yours. So tell me, if you would, tell me what is your future? What are you up to? You've been doing photo shoots, or you got any projects that you're up to right now, or stuff that you're creating?
I'm still kind of in a whirlwind from the show, I guess, watching just the buzz that's about, the statement that we just made. And I'm really trying to focus on getting back to, I'm start teaching some classes for a friend of mine. I'm working on my website and looking at, I think I might compete in November in Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
That's something I'm trying to figure out. Photo shoots, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that's coming up. I know I've talked to a couple of photographers, and that would be awesome to do more of that. That's really where I excel. So that's kind of what I'm working towards, and just seeing what every day brings for me.
All right, cool. And just being a mom, raising your kids the best that you can, and training hard.
Exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, when you work with a lot of clients, right? You have a personal training business?
I do, but it's very small. I'm newly certified, so when I got my certification is when I started training for the Austin show. So that kind of had to go on the back burner a bit, online coaching more so than personal training, in person. So that's something I'm working on too.
Okay, cool. So if somebody wanted to find out more about you or learn how to apply to become a client of yours, how would they do that? Through Facebook?
Yeah, currently through Facebook. I'm getting ready to launch my website. I'm super excited about it, but currently, yeah, they can reach me through my Facebook page.
All right, fantastic. So I'll make sure that we have a link for you right in our description so that people can contact you that way, and they can keep up to date. And when you launch your website, everybody who's connected to you on Facebook will know about it.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing all of your information with us. I so appreciate that. I hope it's helpful for those of you who are listening. Listen, if you enjoyed the show, please feel free to give us a review on iTunes. It'd be so helpful if you feel that we deserve 5 stars. It would help us out a lot. It helps us, our show get up there, get noticed by more, and help us spread our message of being able to achieve your dream body on a 100% plant-based diet and all the goodies that come along with it. If you haven't already, make sure that you go to veganmusclebook.com and pick up your free vegan muscle building guide. Again, that's veganmusclebook.com. And also, don't forget to go to our Facebook fan page and join the conversation that's already taking place at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to us today. Again, I am your host, Thomas Tadlock, from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.